This weekend marks the first anniversary of the Women's March, and last year's demonstrations drew enormous crowds to the nation's capital and other cities around the world. Today, one of the places that protesters are gathering is New York City, where NPR's Hanzi Lo-Wong joins us now from outside Central Park. Hanzi, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
I can tell. The crowds are growing. What are you seeing?
I see a sea of really lots of poster board signs, lots of those pink knitted pussy hats that were out last year. They're back out again. Marchers are on their way. They're marching south. They're right now just west of Central Park and headed toward Midtown. And organizers were saying just earlier that they filled up almost two dozen city blocks here. And so it's a crowd that certainly has grown over this morning.
And what do some of the people say to you about why they're marching?
Well, a lot of the folks told me that a lot of similar sentiments as in last year, and now that they've seen what a Trump presidency looks like within a year, a lot of them told me, where do I get started? A lot of them were criticizing his rhetoric and also are very concerned about different policies. I talked to one woman, her name is Lynn Algren from Englewood, New Jersey. She brought her two teenage daughters with her. She told me she's very concerned about the increased immigration enforcement, as well as a lot of federal employees resigning and leaving various agencies. Here's what she told me.
One of the things that worries me is that we're so focused on the bright, shiny toys of the tweets and all the ridiculousness, right, that we're missing the stuff that the Justice Department is doing. We're missing the stuff that Homeland Security is doing. I mean, I don't even know how immigrants get out of bed in the morning.
Hanzi, what do the march organizers hope to achieve today with... I hear some chants behind you, don't I?
There are some chanting happening, yes.
Okay. What do they hope to achieve today with this show of strength, in a sense, all across the country?
Well, organizers tell me they want to channel all this energy really to gear for November, the midterm election. They want to make sure people are registered to vote, people who have showed up here today, and that they make sure that they actually show up at the polls. That's the second step. And there are volunteers out here registering voters, and a lot of talk about having marchers consider running for office themselves if they're up for it.
And there are other events planned for this weekend, aren't there? There's the march,
that's right.
and you're covering that, but there's the whole sequence of events in various places, right?
That's right. The official anniversary is tomorrow, January 21st, and there's going to be a big event in Las Vegas. They're calling it Power to the Polls, a big rally there that our colleague Leo Fadda will be covering. And again, the focus there will be making sure people are registered and getting ready to vote in the midterms. And specifically for Democrats, a lot of folks are saying.
Hanzi, can you read any of the signs? I love a good sign at a protest. What are you seeing?
And be
careful. I understand some of them might not be fit for family programming, but please.
Exactly. Some of them are quoting our president, allegedly, supposedly. But some say here, show us your taxes. And to President Trump, others says women's rights are human rights and silence equals complicity. And so there are various signs, truth matters, and people are on the march here, and they are, again, headed toward Midtown. And the marches are not just happening here in New York, but also in Washington, D.C., and some other small towns and cities around the country today.
NPR's Hanzi Lo-Wong on the job there, right outside of Central Park in New York City. Hanzi, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott.